making the playoffs. How does that feel?
It feels good. It's, obviously I think kind of everybody knowing the history of the organization to be able to say that, you know, we were a part of the group that broke that and kind of changed the culture and changed the narrative about the Jaguars is special. But I think it's a never-ending battle, you know, just because you do it 1 week or you do it for a couple of weeks or for one season. It's something that we got to find a way to make consistent on a weekly basis and on a yearly basis.
Three-game stretch has been incredible for you. Do you feel like you've hit a rhythm and a stride?
You know, honestly, I just kind of feel like I've been playing the same the whole time. Obviously the results and numbers are a little bit better, but I feel just as comfortable and as confident as I did, you know, 6 or 7 weeks ago. I think guys have started to make unbelievable plays. You've seen Dede and Jadon and Keelan really come on, and the offensive line's been really good. So they've definitely made my job easy and allowed me to give those guys the ball and let them, you know, kind of do what they do best.
Hey, Blake, you think losing A-Rob and Hearns and Lee today, but do you think kind of making you be a little bit more of a leader with these really young guys, these young receivers, maybe you had to lead a little bit more than as opposed to before? Has that been a positive?
Yeah, it's definitely a different relationship, after today, I mean, we've lost our top three receivers, or you would have said going into the season, right? So you're not really supposed to be all that productive on offense after that, and we've continued to find ways to put up points and make big plays, and it's a huge credit to those guys. But that the relationship's changed, because with A-Rob and Keeson Hearns, we all came in together, so it's a very close group, and it's a different relationship than talking to a Keelan or talking to a Dede or a Mick, who's been here for, you know, a couple months. So, you know, all I do is try and give those guys all the confidence in the world. Not that they need it, because they can go out there and make those plays every Sunday.
When did you actually gain that confidence? You saw Keelan make some plays in the preseason. I mean, like you said, Jadon showed up a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, I think really from the start with Keelan being able to get all the opportunities he did in camp, you know, was kind of the first time that we were like, well, you know, this kid's got a chance to be really special. And the first couple of weeks, we didn't give him a whole lot of targets. And then maybe an indie game or one of those games earlier in the season, it was kind of, you know, let's figure out if Keelan could play. Let's give him some opportunities to go make some plays. And ever since then, you know, he's kind of been on a tear. And when he does stuff like that, it only gives Nathaniel the confidence to call those plays, and me the ability and the want to throw him, to give him the opportunity to go make that play. And then Mick's just kind of, he's been that guy. You know, we knew that his explosiveness and his ability to kind of get in and out of cuts in the slot was something special. So we kind of knew, you know, and had the confidence in him that if he had to go in and play and take, you know, a significant amount of snaps, that he was going to be good for us.
Did you see that with Dede in the preseason as well?
Yeah, Dede, I mean, from the start, you know, Dede's been good. Obviously missed a lot of time in the beginning, and he's still, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks old, and, you know, however many games he's played. And what he's been able to do, I think, has been special. You know, coming from college, obviously the career he had there, but being able to translate that and transfer his game into the NFL, you know, be dedicated to be able to figure out the system and put in the work. He's done a really good job.
If you had to describe in one or two words what your team identity is like, whether it's nastiness or anything, what would be the best way that you can describe what Jags are?
We're winning.
We're black. Nasty or anything like that?
No, I mean, yeah. Those are your words.
Looking ahead a little bit, but are you glad you don't have to face this defense in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, I've kind of said that since camp. You know, it was a long camp going against them every day. We knew from the very beginning that they were going to be special, and they've, you know, shown that every single week. So happy that, you know, they're on our side and we don't have to play against them. The things they're doing, you know, I think the statistics kind of speak for themselves, but it's unbelievably impressive.
You said the confidence level is the same now as it was 6 weeks ago, but it couldn't be the same as where it was this time last season.
Yeah, no, not at all. Last season was kind of, it wasn't good. So it's good to not be there anymore.
When you talked about the young kids going to the other side of the locker room, what does it mean to you as a leader of the young core to be able to help guys like Mercedes get back to the playoffs after so long and Paz getting into the first time as a veteran?
Yeah, it's huge. For a guy like Paz that's never had a winning season in, you know, 10-plus years that he's been playing, is incredible. And then obviously for Sadie's, got there a while ago and hasn't been since. The dedication and commitment that both those guys have showed to Jacksonville, because I think, you know, both of them probably could have left at any time and gone somewhere else or had the opportunity to and chose to stay here in Jacksonville and play for this team and this organization. So to be able to kind of reward those guys with, what is now a guaranteed playoff berth is pretty special.
Blake,
Blake, what has clicked for you since the Arizona game, which, you know, was the last loss, these last three games? Was it something that you mentally had in your mind? Because I lead that up to this coming week. You're making another long road trip out to the West, this time to San Francisco.
Yeah, I feel, you know, I honestly feel the same going into the game and after the game, or not after the game, but the same going into the game as I did going into Arizona. You know, we just weren't able to execute. There was, you know, there was no rhyme or reason for why we didn't play bad. There was just, you know, we missed assignments and made mental errors. And, you know, Doug brought it up last night. You know, offensively, when we cut down our mental errors, we're tough to stop when guys know what they're doing and are kind of executing on point. But it is, you know, kind of speaking to your second question, it's another challenge. It's another West Coast trip. There's a lot of other things going on, being Christmas and the holidays and all that. But there's not a doubt that, you know, our locker room will be locked in, ready to go, and not make the same mistake we did last time.
Do you scoreboard watch at all? There's huge games going on right now. You could have a bye, home field. Do you pay attention, or?
You're talking about with Pittsburgh and Tennessee?
Pittsburgh and Tennessee?
Yeah. No, I couldn't tell you what's going on in either of those games. I'll go home and turn them on and watch them. But you know, it's kind of you sit there and you hope something happens for a better position for your team. But I think our destiny is in front of us and in our hands. So that's all we got to worry about is kind of what we're doing and how we're going to be able to get there.
Like being from a few hours away, how much pride do you take in bringing some success to this area professionally?
Yeah, you know, I think it's awesome. You know, obviously growing up, you know, you heard about Brunell and Fred Taylor and Jimmy Smith and Baselli and Keenan and all those guys. And then there was just kind of like a long absence of anything, you know, and I was a part of that for the past 3 years of kind of not really playing good ball. And, you know, to be able to turn that around, you know, I think what Doug's done has been awesome. And you know, like you said, be a part of the team that, you know, is changing the culture. It's tough to put into words. It's special. Unbelievably proud to be a part of this group and play for this organization.
Look, you guys were up 24-0, I think 40 seconds left. They have the ball, throw the pick. I mean, were you ready to go to the locker room at that point? I mean, kind of just what was your mindset?
Yeah, we're kind of hanging out. And I think any time an offense is going to, you know, try to make a play in a situation like that right before half, I think we got to stay ready because our defense can make a play at any minute. You know, they can take one of the house, they can pick one, they can cause a fumble. So we were kind of just hanging out, ready to go if something happened. And, you know, Barry made an unbelievable play.
Okay, yeah, Blake, over the last couple of weeks, you guys have had a couple sellouts. Obviously, the crowd is starting to really get into it. And this has been a gradual situation getting up to this point. How much do you guys really feed off of what's in front of you, considering where it was, even like they said, about a year ago to where we are now?
Yeah. I mean, it all comes with winning. You know, I think that's the main thing, that's the main key, the main ingredient. People want to come watch a team win. They want to be a part of a winning organization. And now that, you know, we're able to do that and give them that and put a good product out on the field that they can come watch, you know, I think it only makes it, you know, more of an exciting thing for them. And to be able to do it in front of them and, you know, have them be as loud and cheer, you know, like they did in the playoff chant at the end, it's all pretty cool and surreal.